Monday, 23 May 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church located in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We are in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We have also been over in 1 Peter chapter 4, where we learn the preeminence of God's love, not only his love to us, but his love through us as well. Father, do bless us now with thy word. Speak to my heart, and may we be living examples of what thou art teaching us here in thy precious word. In Jesus' precious name, amen. The Apostle Peter, as he writes to us, instructing us how to expect and endure persecution, he reaches a crescendo here in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 8, and above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Charity is a word that is agape, which is the highest form of love. It's the love that emanates from, comes from God, and can be returned back to him. We're taught that we love him because he first loved us. And then through this, the Lord gives us several instructions. Solomon, the wisest of all men, wrote in Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 12. And yes, I realize he was writing by the Holy Spirit, but he wrote, "Hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins." Our Lord Jesus Christ made it clear that godly love is an identifying mark of his children. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another. So we looked in 1 Peter chapter 4, and then, and we have started now and been for some time in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. So let us joyfully continue on with this study. We find several characteristics concerning this wonderful love. We see that love suffers long and is kind. It envieth not, vaunteth not itself, is not rash, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. And here's where we have been looking the last few days. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. I am so glad that God's love will give us grace to bear the heavy burdens of life. Again, we love him because he first loved us. And yes, it's true that some people are hard to love. And by the way, our Lord Jesus Christ expanded this love beyond the brethren. Over in Matthew chapter 5, in verses 43 through 48, he said, "You have heard that it hath been said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have you? Have ye? What reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, or be mature, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." Well, now back in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, he teaches us that love beareth all things. I'm glad because I don't know about you, but I know I speak for myself. I have weak shoulders. I'm speaking about for carrying heavy loads. I must have someone to help me. I love that song, "I must tell Jesus all of my troubles. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he surely will help me. Jesus will help me, Jesus alone." Isn't that precious? And I'm glad that he has said we can cast all of our care upon him because he careth for us. And then the second thing we read about here in verse 7 of 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is this: hopeth all things. Now, when we speak about hope, we're not speaking about something that's nebulous and might be. But you know, the blessed hope is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Bible makes it clear that his coming is our blessed hope. Not a hope that might be, but a hope that surely will be. And in hoping all things, God gives us grace to have confidence that Romans 8:28 is true in our lives, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. And while we cannot see the end of the thing, God can. Our business is to follow Him one step at a time, to be faithful to Him. You know, the best way in the world for us to be faithful tomorrow? All right, you're ahead of me. Sure, the best way for us to be faithful tomorrow is to be faithful today. The best way for me to be faithful an hour from now is to be faithful right now. God help us to hope in all things. We're facing some very dark days horizontally, but I'll tell you vertically, things are looking good. And we can know this, that our God is in control. You know, I'm thinking now as I'm preaching to you about some incidents that I know happened in a friend of mine's life. And dear friend, if you ever have ever doubted that God is sovereign in His power, you'd never have any reason to doubt it. God is able to even make a donkey talk. Do you know that? I mean, that's literal. That's not some fairy tale or some folklore that God had Balaam's donkey, his jackass, to speak to him. And if He can make a donkey speak for him, He can make anybody speak for Him. Love hopeth all things, and I love this, endureth all things. Now, dear friend, I told you, and I'm not trying to be pious, but I realize I have some very weak shoulders. I told you, my daughter and I, Jan, we have a verse over in the book of Proverbs that we both appreciate. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. I never would get up, God help me, never get up and beat on my chest and stretch and snap my religious suspenders and say, bless God, look at me, I'll tell you, I'll do this, that, and the other. No, it's by His grace and by His grace alone, by His strength and by His strength alone, and by His love and by His love alone, that we can endure all things. I heard a preacher say some time back that some of the precious ladies that come to his church are cursed at and sworn at as they leave to go out the door on Sunday morning to come to church. Unsaved husbands, ungodly husbands that verbally abuse them, and maybe some of them even physically abuse. Now, what is it that causes those dear ladies? And by the way, it's a two-sided street. There are some men also that have a love for God, and they are married to very, very wicked women, and they chide them, and they rebuke them over their faithfulness to the Lord. What in the world is it that will keep people like that going on for the Lord? Well, here it is. Love beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. And while we're on this subject, let me say, if you're a man and you're married to a good, godly wife, oh, thank God for that. You are a blessed man indeed. And dear friend, dear lady, if you're a godly lady, you're married to a godly man, thank God that you have a good, godly Christian home, and you're not cursed at, and you're not scolded, you're not threatened because you want to serve the Lord. And yes, you have to have the love of God to endure other things, but it's not just to get up and go to the house of God or to serve Him or to try to win somebody else to Jesus Christ. Oh, what a blessing it is when the brethren walk together in unity. It's like the oil that flowed down Aaron's beard, even down to the very bottom of his garments. Our Heavenly Father, I want to thank You today for Your precious word. Oh God, thank You that Thou didst extend Thy love to us when we're so unlovely. Now, Father, I pray in Jesus' name that You'll help us, that with this great love wherewith Thou hast loved us, will not only be received, but also that, Lord, we will give that love to others. This love will be extended to others. May it be shown to brothers and sisters, especially to those in the household of faith. You said, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are the household of faith. And then as our Lord Jesus Christ instructed us, may this love be seen by even those who are enemies and those who would rebuke us and who would revile us. Oh, thank You for Thy love, O my Father, that beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, and endureth all things. And help that precious soul that's listening today that needs this right now. Flood their heart with Thy love and Thy presence. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. May our Lord bless you. It's been good to be with you for another day of broadcasting. Let me encourage you to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and join us next broadcast if you can.